white. I like to go out there and break down that right there with and cut off one of the little thin strips of that.
You used a turn plow.
White bake.
I had one.
Took that reel off and laid it in
there. Or two and let
them put it back on there.
That turn plow, it's made time
to we went on. Kind of like a
little garden plow.
Did you ever see a garden plow?
Well, you know, they go in the down and then kind of turn up like that.
Yeah. Just that.
Kind of go down and then
go down like that.
White bacon and then up.
That turn plow, it sits down there and it had a point on it.
You mentioned plowing. What's all the different kind of plow?
Let me go up to this part here.
Well, that's
the
point. What you're going to plow.
Oh, it didn't come root up there.
Pretty good size root.
I like to go out there and break that up.
And then you just turn that
far over.
It wasn't broken up.
Just turn it.
You can use the turn plow.
Halfway up, you know,
and
have one. Just turn it
up. Pop it out of the knees and let my brother have it.
Plow all that grass.
You go down
and it's time to stand up. You turn right up on top.
Kind of like a little garden
plow. Cover all that grass. It'd be just like that road.
They go in the ground and then kind of turn up like that. And then if you want to
plant it,
go down and have what we call a bull tongue plow. Different sizes.
That's
this kind of like yam, like that, you know.
It'll go on the beam
and the stalk.
That point.
That plow is there.
Make it first.
Plant the seeds
cold.
Then you make it to make potato beds.
Or you use that tongue plow to make potato beds.
About half a...
You plow bed
that
high
on the turn plow.
Not
wide. Look at
that. All that grass.
I used to raise potatoes here.
Not
working.
It's so dry. Oh, you cover all that grass.
I raise sweet potatoes and yam and all different kinds of
them. If you want to plant it,
I had more potatoes than I had over to put them in, and I put them by
the beam, and
I've had four apart, about 6 inches apart.
They
had good eyes, around some of my eyes was 1.5 inches long. I don't know why they didn't do better than they did, but they haven't come up too good. Some of them rose about 7 or 8 up on one end, 7 or 8 up on the other. Long in the middle is 1 or 2.
I used to play log potatoes here.
That's where I can't raise nothing.
You ever use that? What kind of cotton would you raise?
I raise sweet potatoes.
Flour for pulverizing the ground, even finer?
Four different
kinds. What'd you call that?
Tiller.
Did you ever raise Irish potatoes?
Yeah, I got some pound out there.
Did you ever use a harrow flour for anything?
I planted them. I had
tiller
or
what?
A what?
A harrow
flour? I had more potatoes than I had roll to put them in. And
well, there's two or three different kinds of harrow.
They got the spikes in there.
Each
layer, you know, would be in the point.
Oh, yeah.
And that would put the
tiller.
When it started here, this front one would all go to different places, you see. Then the next layer behind there,
well,
it kind of catch between them.
They got the spikes.
Well, and the next layer behind that would catch between them, and it just tear it over.
Kind of like that fan there on the
end.
Comes
a point on one end.
Have the spike you
have. And the spring
have
they have.
All over the bottom of it.
That's a big
4 or 5 inches.
They call it spring. It's called height right here.
You see.
Thing.
But it's on this axle
head and the spike with the.
But it's way out.
It'd be kind of in a point like that.
Like that.